So you're saying that if we consider, say, seeing from many aspects of it being conditioned and being anicca, dukkha, anatta, uncontrollable and stuff, we are beginning to understand what it
Dhamma.
means for seeing to be a Dhamma.
Right.
Yes, I had the same question really, because we hear a lot, everything is Dhamma, and then we can repeat it, but then it is very difficult that it has a real meaning, that we grasp the meaning.
Do you see me?
The meaning of everything is Dhamma.
Do you see me? See?
Yeah.
Seeing is seeing,
yeah.
Thinking is thinking.
Yeah. Okay. And you say after that, we can talk about nama and rupa. First, we have to understand that everything is Dhamma.
Because even we understand the characteristic of nama and rupa by listening, studying, considering, but at moment when awareness arises and it is aware of a reality, how much panya is there?
Very little.
Very little.
Yeah.
Is it the clear understanding of the rupa or the clear understanding of nama? Are they quite different? See? Not
yes,
yet.
Because some people say they have no trouble with the difference.
Don't mind
between
what
nama.
They say. I don't think that it's not one's own understanding, it's just
yeah.
their own thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we understand the meaning of development, understanding. And if we know theoretically about what is rupa and what is nama, it's not like the moment of awareness when it arises. See? That is the moment of real studying the characteristic of a reality to be rupa or to be nama by not naming it or not by thinking about it, but by understanding that characteristic as hardness cannot be anything besides hardness itself, and that which experiences hardness is different. One at a time until it's so natural and one is used to understand that. We don't have to name or call it nama. We don't have to look whether this is nama or rupa. But when awareness arises, it's the moment of beginning to understand that little by little as that reality cannot experience anything at all. We don't have to say out or speak in words or think in word, but the understanding of that characteristic begin to distinguish its characteristic from other thing, from nama. The rupa and nama would become distinguished by awareness and right understanding. So it's not just know or read how many cittas and cetasikas are there, and Dhamma, because the characteristics of Dhamma must be that which is uncontrollable. No one can control, and it has its own characteristic only when it arises. If it does not arise, who can talk about it? Who can experience it? Just think about it. But whenever it arises, without awareness and right understanding, it's gone. All the time, unknowingly, without panya. See? So one knows who study and who do not study, because it's only reading, no awareness, no understanding. And we have heard or we have come across the term trai sikkha, chimekha, ti sikkha, sila sikkha, samadhi sikkha, citta sikkha and panya sikkha, sila sikkha, citta sikkha and panya sikkha. So sikkha means development of sila, citta, and panya at moment of awareness, which will bring panya, understanding, little by little. So sikkha is not just read or learn theoretical words or thinking, but it's the moment of studying with sila sikkha, which is indriya sikkha, and citta sikkha, which is ekakata citta sikkhi, as samadhi. We don't need other extra samadhi. And panya sikkha is there. With sila and
citta. What is sikkha again? Is
it training.
Ka.
Training.
Siksa.
Siksa. Okay.
But so doesn't sikkha usually refer to the Aryan disciple?
Before that?
A different context.
Yes. Yeah. The highest and the lowest. Yeah. Without the lowest.
And when you said, oh, one can know who studies and who doesn't, but of course understanding can only know at the present moment for oneself. It cannot know for others. What do you mean one can know?
One knows by oneself, and one can know by the other's word whether that person is studying or not.
By what the understanding is when they speak.
Especially understanding the satipatthana.
When you said before, don't say Satipatthana.
I mean that don't start with trying to know about Satipatthana without any understanding of reality right now. For example, be aware of visible object. It's impossible without the understanding of what is visible object right now. It's different from dreaming about people and things after seeing.
So getting back to Lodovic's question, can we say there is no answer to that?
It's the development of understanding.
What is Satipatthana? What is aware that there is no answer to it? It has to develop. That is the answer.
With understanding.
With as much understanding as you can. But let me put it this way. One does not have to be a sotapanna in order to be able to develop sati and awareness.
One cannot become a sotapanna without developing satipatthana.
Right, that is what I mean. Yeah. But you don't have to be a sotapanna in order to be able to develop it. It can be developed in daily life.
And without...
By studying and by considering.
So begin with understanding reality.
Try to understand realities, yes. Okay.
And forget about satipatthana.
Understanding will grow. Right. And this understanding... Sati may arise, and then one understands what sati is.
Right.
That is probably the answer. That's the same as the difference between nama and rupa. I asked Nina, but when do I know the difference, and how do I know the difference? And I still haven't got an answer to that question. I know the difference between hardness and thinking. Yes, of course, this is rupa, this is not nama. But Nina says, no, far from understanding what... But if it is a primary condition for making progress to understand the difference between nama and rupa, I want to know how can I understand the difference between nama and rupa, and when do I know that I understand it? And I have no answer to that.
It's about panya, it's not about us understanding.
Yes, of course, that's the same answer as regard to sati. Gradually understanding will grow. Then probably, hopefully, at one moment, I will be able to grasp the difference.
The more we think about having sati, the further it...
But what about if one keeps on forgetting what one hears? One listen and listen and keeps on forgetting.
See, the self is there.
Yeah.
It doesn't register.
You start thinking again.
Nina explains to me, but it doesn't stick. No answer to that.
As long as there is the idea of self, trying so hard is very uneasy. It's
one's
not natural.
Disturbed.
Yeah. One is completely covered by lobha, under the lobha, being encased in the cage of lobha. Never let just go out just a little from the cage of lobha.
I don't know if I can help in this, but when there's no banya that knows the moment, then there is only concept, and that concept is of a self and experiences and things. And it's only when there's that banya that, even when it's not very strong, makes it very clear that there's just moments and it's no longer just concept only. And I think that's the difference, that until that banya experiences the moment to some degree, then there's always just concept of a self and things.
One can see lobha whenever one wants to have awareness or anything.
When one wants to have awareness, lobha.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. But only panya can see that it's
only
lobha.
Panya.
So even wanting to understand is lobha.
Yeah. Understand what? For who? For the sake of understanding, not for I. For the sake of understanding, you don't have the idea of when.
Appreciating the value of understanding is different from wanting to have more understanding.
And when there is understanding, there is no lobha. So when there is no understanding and there is lobha, one realizes that it's not panya. Mm-hmm.
And when it's understanding, no frustration about it either.
And one can understand the term to be freed from lobha. Lobha is so great. Only panya can give way to live without lobha, little by little, like to be contented. Like as much as we can have panya right now, be contented. because we cannot have the one that we cannot have right now.
Can we say contentment goes along with detachment? So when there is detachment with understanding, then there's contentment.
It's anyway. A level of having less lobha.
Lorek says it's quite something to be contented.
By knowing that one does not yet have such great understanding, it conditions the development of hearing, studying better and better.
Can I ask a question about samvega, or a sense of urgency, as it's often translated in English? And certain examples are given in the text, but we know that actually any good reminder can condition a sense of urgency with panya. But in the translations, for example, in the Teri Teragata, they often talk about great agitation and then the sense of urgency. I don't know what Pali is, but why do they always refer to a great sense of agitation or something like this?
Like that we have to die or what? We will lose.
Of course, reflection is not akusala. It's like a good reminder that we have to die, and then there's a sense of urgency panya. Because it's panya.
It's panya, it's which reminds us.
But in the translations, it always uses words like the
religious agitation or something.
Great agitation, and then leading to a sense of urgency. So people always think when they feel so distressed or agitated or frustrated, and then they have a great sense of urgency to develop understanding.
Anatta. No anatta. See? Dhamma has to go along with
anatta. So it's the understanding of anatta which leads to the sense of urgency or understanding. Like death can come or anything like this.
And could we say that if it's not accompanied with the understanding of anatta, then it wouldn't be samvega?
Samvega is moment when one knows what life is.
And that is that it is conditioned.
It has to be panya.
Could we say it has to be panya and other associated dharmas?
When panya is there, or kusala dharma is there.